Am I a Bad Mum podcast? That's the question we ask constantly for now 11 seasons.
It is the gift that keeps on giving. We do say this a lot when we introduce this podcast because a lot of people go, oh, a parenting podcast. Not sure that you should do the things that we do. A great piece of reflective little gold nuggets that you can sometimes take away and an amazing sort of, you know, support crew behind us because we are all doing the same thing, which is raising our little human beings to the best of our abilities.
Yeah. Actually, Holly said to me recently, I was having a go at her for something and she said, you're not supposed to speak to me like that. I went, what do you mean I'm not supposed to? She said, I've been reading about it. As a psychologist that said, you're not supposed to speak to me like that. I was like, well, I'm just a human being. I'm not a psychologist. And you're driving me crazy. And so I have to just come up with what I'm thinking in the moment.
Did you say, did you also go on to read about your behavior and what you should be doing in terms of how you behave as a human being at 14 years old?
Yeah, because she's saying to me, you're not supposed to speak to me like that as a parent.
Yeah.
I said, you're not supposed to behave like that as a child.
Mm.
You're not behaving like children
should exactly
behave.
That's exactly right.
So
guys,
that's why I'm not behaving like I should as
a child. Gracie's new line kind of leads me into the topic I'm going to cover, but her new line, which I've been dealt from both of them, is, you can't tell me what to do. I'm a human being. I have feelings and I don't need to listen to you.
Okay, they're hearing too much.
Wow.
Yeah. And so my response whenever I get something like that is, this is my house. You're living in it. I'll do what I like.
Am I a bad mum for having new kids?
New kids.
New kids. I feel like I've got new kids. I know that we've come back from holidays and I know that we've been on Christmas and it's stressful for everyone involved. It is stressful for the parents, which then kicks on to the kids, which kicks on to the grandparents. Like it's just a peak time of the year. You know, everyone's tired from a long year. You go into Christmas, you want it to be a lovely experience for everyone. And I think I started talking about it with you, especially on the podcast, but we didn't go too far into it, but I feel like I'm really in the depths of it, of going, I feel very much like I've got two new kids at the moment. Both of my girls have changed so much. Yeah. And I have worked my way through this in going, where did it start? Because everything's got a root cause, right? Where did it start? What tipped us over this edge? I think it is, I mean, I've done a lot of self-diagnosis with this and I am not a psychologist, but I think it is stages and ages and I think we've turned a page and they've both ramped up again and they've finished grade 2 and grade 4 and now Gracie's seeing she's going into grade 5, you know, 5 and 6 is all we've got left of primary school, like all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel in this holiday period, I've got two new kids, the amount of arguments that are going on, the amount of screaming matches that are going on, the amount of chat back that I'm getting. Like I always laugh about it and go, hey, mate, this is not a talk back line. I'm not asking you to call in and give me your feedback. Just listen to me and understand what I'm saying and leave it there. You're 9.
Do you know what it is? Like it's this entitled attitude for today's kids. It's great what they're learning about stand up for yourself.
Empowerment.
And what, yeah, what.
Empowerment. I think it is.
Like that stuff's all great. Like the message behind, what was the word she said?
She said, I can't speak to her like that.
They're learning stuff like that in school. Mm. Like the girls do HPE, which is all about, you know, they've learned about my body is my body and, you know, standing up for yourself and not doing anything you don't want to and all the rest of it. Great. Great that they're learning all that stuff. It's really important. But then when they're then using it back on you, saying that you're not talking to them in the right way, I'm like, mate, when you start paying to live in this house, and this, I just go back to that, rightly or wrongly, probably wrongly, I go back to that. Because Holly will often say, even when it comes to chores, right, Jay cooked a beautiful roast dinner. Afterwards, the girls took their plates to go and rinse them off and everything, and I said, what they were doing my head in a little bit about something else, and I was like, while you're there, We're just going to sit here for a minute and you're going to clear the table. Dishwasher needs emptying. You're going to do that.
Yeah.
And they looked at me and they went, okay, cool. Yeah. So let's all have a job then. So Amelia can clear the table. I'll rinse off the plates. You can put it in the dishwasher. And then, and I went, hang on, no. Like, she was trying to make it fair, all fair. But it's not fair because I said, Dad cooked the dinner. He spent the last 2 hours cooking the dinner.
Yeah.
I said, I made lunch. I made lunch for us all. And I cleared up all the lunch too. So you're doing this. And she's like looking at me. And you can just tell that in her mind she thinks it's unfair because we're sat just having a wine, sat at the table having a wine. And I said, when I was a kid, we would have big family Sunday lunches.
Yeah.
I said the adults would finish their lunch and they would all go and sit in the lounge room and be chatting. I said it was the kids' job, me and my cousins and my sister, we had to do all the clearing up, all of it.
Definitely is entitlement. But at the same time, you're sort of going, it's only a reflective piece on myself because I've only got myself to blame. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is.
So when you say that they're entitled, absolutely. I think my kids are way too entitled. Do I enable this? Well, obviously, because where have they learnt it from? But then at the same time, you're battling it because you're going, hang on, fuck, we didn't grow up like this.
No.
We didn't get to chat back and go, no, I'm not doing the dishwasher.
No.
I'm really struggling with it because it keeps coming up. And you know when it starts to, as a parent, if it starts to trigger you in the middle of the night where you can't sleep or you wake up and you're still thinking about it. Because my whole thing with the kids, and again, this is not the right way, and this is probably why I'm talking about it, is that my response to Gracie is, you are 9. You are 9 and you are a little girl. Stop speaking to me like this.
Yeah.
Stop treating me with such utter disrespect. I don't know who you think you are. And so then I have this part of me then in the middle of the night that's waking up going, why do you keep going on like that? It's obviously not getting through. It's not the right way. She'll end up in fucking therapy because my mum continued to tell me that I'm 9, so I'm stuck in this 9-year-old bloody mindset. And like,
so it wasn't important. I didn't have the same treatment as everyone. This is so saying that, and that's exactly what I do too. You're a child, you respect adults. So that side of it is our upbringing, because that's what we got told and what we were taught.
Yeah.
But then our kids are then becoming entitled because the way we're parenting them, and then we're then doing the other parenting all of a sudden to try and stop that behavior. It's like one of the girls the other day watching the TV, I was like, switch that off now, I want the news on. No, I'm watching my show. You get to watch your show. I'm watching. And I was like, mate, this is not, it's not, it's almost like telling them we're not equals. Because it's what you want to say. You want to go, I went, no, it's my TV. It's my TV. You didn't buy that TV. You also didn't buy the lounge that you're sitting on, or the house that you're in. Like that, I get to make those decisions. But then they then feel like we're not equals. And then it's,
but then you're trying to teach them that everyone is equal and that everyone.
Yeah, but has then you're an also opinion. Saying, no, you're 9. You don't have the right to speak.
This
like
is
that.
What I mean. I don't know where to go with this because it is driving me a little bit crazy, and it is still continually waking me up thinking about it.
Just from this episode, I've had the realization that we are two parents combined into one. We're two eras.
Yeah.
Because we're going with the era that we're currently in where we've been helicopter parents. You know, we don't let our kids go out until the streetlights come on. That's not what we do. We don't give them that much.
Leeway. They just go.
Yeah, we don't give them that anymore. So they're not as streetwise. They're not as resilient as we were back then. But then what we're also doing is we're taking bits from the parenting that we had as kids going, well, no, but you need to be like this. Like the girls, even their phones, right? We've given them mobile phones. They were a Christmas present. Yeah. Your mobile phone. Oh, how exciting. Your own mobile phone. Super excited. And then when I need to, I take it off. And I'm like, no, you're not having your phone.
Yeah.
And then they'll go, but this is my phone. That's my belonging. You can't take that away from me. I was like, no, mate, I actually can because I'm paying the phone bill. It's like, I don't know. When thinking of a conclusion for this
to wrap it up. There's nothing.
All I can say is we haven't got a fucking clue and we don't know what we're doing.
And then the other side of it is every person that you talk to that has children the same age or older, they're like, oh, they have a laugh, have a little chuckle with themselves, rub their hands together and go, good luck with the rest of the years. What the fuck is that about? Don't laugh at me. Just give me some fucking advice and help me out here.